So Coach's Corner on Panthers Radio in association with Cyanomics. We're going to talk about the weekend in a moment, Gary, but I just wanted to start with Matty Bloor and what you think the weekend would have done for the development. You know what it's like to coach young players. What would that have done for a kid that young to come into the net in such a pressure situation and help lead the Panthers to the knockout stages of the Cup?
Well, it's all about confidence. I think it's just understanding that he can go out there and do it if he has to. Obviously, you know, we have Dubes and we have Jack, but obviously it's nice to know that if we do need him, that he can go in there and have that confidence. Again, I think the team played excellent in front of him too, but, you know, he's a kid that works extremely hard when he practices with us too, and, you know, you just hope it correlates to his team that's underneath us.
And there was a great feel about the win. Obviously, not only did it get you in the quarterfinals of the Challenge Cup, but you could see the way the crowd reacted to every save he made.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, it's like I said, you can't beat that type of experience for the hometown kid, the hometown fans. You know, it was a really neat situation for me. I think you know this. I've talked to you about this. I have an 18-year-old goalie at home, my son. And he just turned 18 a few weeks ago. So, you know, Matt is just a couple of weeks younger than my son. And I love sharing a story with my son back home saying, hey, could you imagine if you were coming in a must-win game in front of 6,000 fans, you know, and what that would be like? And he was, you know, so it was cool to share that experience with my own 18-year-old goaltender back home.
Can you teach kind of composure in kids, or is it something that they just have either got or they haven't?
They either have it or they don't. You know, it's very tough to build that, but that's where, again, you know, getting him. It's nice that these kids, you know, him and Luca practice with us, you know, so it's not like they're not getting those type of high-end shots and seeing that type of those type of shots in practice, you know. So I think it'd be a lot more challenging for those guys if they didn't practice with us. But again, that's really neat. When Omar came in, you know, we kind of built this environment where we have some of those guys skating with us, and I think it helps them.
Okay, let's talk about on the ice in terms of Belfast Giants this weekend. They've got a lot of threats. Where are their biggest ones, do you think?
Well, they got, you know, their depth. They got a lot of depth, and, you know, I think their D-core is a very complete, good skating D-core. They play extremely tight. They play on top of you, and I think that's the one thing that the fans are going to see is there's not a lot of time and space when you play these guys, so you have to make sure that you take care of the puck. You're trying to get things in behind them, hopefully. You're going to have to win races. I mean, they basically, the way they play is that they play basically one-on-one everywhere, and they just think that they're better than you so they can play like that, and they think they're a better skating team than everybody, so their system is set up where you have to win some one-on-ones, and then you have to be opportunistic when you have those scoring chances.
And how much can you rely on the home crowd? Already it looks a very big crowd. There's maybe going to be over 5,000 in the building. How much can they play their part?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously the energy, you know, they're going to be coming in. I think they play tonight in Manchester, so they'll be coming in. And, you know, for us, it's going to be a good, you know, we need to have a good start to get our game going. But, you know, we have a game plan that we want to execute. Now, this thing, you know, taking it one period at a time, and, you know, there's going to be adjustments that are made. But, you know, we're looking forward to the opportunity. It's going to be a big game for us. You know, again, we're still trying to find our way against some of these top-end teams in the league, find a way to you know, where we stack up with these guys.
And just to end, you talked when you signed Fabrizio Ricci about how excited you were to add him to your lineup. How's he looked in his first few days in training? Certainly off the ice, it looks as though he's settled in great.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's a character guy. And, you know, like I said, I think we're going to get a chance to see this weekend, you know, what he can do for our lineup. You know, I was very clear with what I expect him to do based on his role. And, you know, let's hope he embraces it.
Thanks for joining us, Gary.
Thanks, Ellie.